You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, it's Food Friday, and we'll talk to the woman who's being heralded as the keeper of America's cookbook tradition.
First, it's estimated that at least 20% of veterans returning home from wars in Iraq and Afghanistan suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder.
And while hospitals and researchers have been working on treatment methods to make PTSD less severe for veterans, there's no clear path to healing.
A program in Appleton aims to help Wisconsin veterans come to terms with her PTSD through art therapy.
That artwork and stories of soldier experiences have been curated into an art exhibit being showcased now at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum.
Michael Telsrow is the director of the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. He curated the War Raw exhibit that's on display at the museum now. He joins us to talk about that collection. Michael, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, how did this go from this program in Appleton to an exhibit at the Veterans Museum?
Well, Tim Mayer, who is the guy who runs Artists for the Humanities, approached me several years ago about a project that he thought would have some merit and that I might be interested in. And at first I was sort of unsure about it. He showed me some of the work. It wasn't terribly compelling, but he was pretty persistent. Mm-hmm. And then when I got to look at more of the work that these veterans had done, I just felt that we had to do it. It was one of those things that just we had to do.
And it seems like the story is, it's the art you're looking at, but also this is a case where it came from. The process that created the art is really important.
Really, it really is about the process, and it really is about the emotion and the feelings of these veterans. I mean, some of the work is very competent. We do have some very good artists in the exhibit, but a lot of it are just sort of average veterans who have sort of minimal artistic skills, but you will not be unmoved when you see their work.
Yeah, can you talk us through the exhibit a little bit?
Sure. Well, what you'll see in the exhibit are a number of works that are done on simple paper, simple printing paper. It can be done with crayons. It can be done with pencils. But you'll see what you'll see in this is their feelings, largely based on particular events that they've experienced, either in Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam is well represented as well, but also sort of these abstract feelings that they have. One piece shows television sets, and the subject, the narrator, talks about his feelings, these unstoppable feelings, these intrusive feelings that he has that he can't control, like televisions that are constantly on.
Well, I want to talk about some of the particular pieces of art, and we've got some of these pictures of them on the WPR.org website. One, you mentioned some are from the Vietnam-era veterans who participated. One titled, I Might As Well Go Back to Hell, and it's an anonymous Vietnam veteran showing a crowd on one side, heckling, I guess, a soldier who's standing kind of between hell, the war zone, and home.
Well, he really is between two worlds. You know, he left Vietnam, which was a real hell for him. He comes home and experiences something that is akin to that. It's not combat, but the emotional feelings that he receives when he comes back home, he feels that he might be better off back in Vietnam. So it really is illustrative of the Vietnam experience. Sometimes they feel as though they're in between two worlds.
Is this a common theme you saw from people coming back from other wars as well, this idea that they're not there anymore, but they're not quite here now?
It really is. It's that that feeling of being not being able to reintegrate successfully. So they're sort of in between two worlds at that time. So that is a common theme. It does play out in Iraq and Afghanistan as well.
I want to talk about the audience before we get to some more of the artwork. I imagine a lot of the people coming to the Veterans Museum are veterans themselves.
You know, that is a substantial portion of our visitation, but you'd be surprised. The largest portion of our visitors are not veterans, and that makes sense because veterans are a small portion of the population and a shrinking portion of the population.
I wonder how the veterans who come through react to seeing these artworks by their comrades, their fellow veterans here.
Yeah. You know, I have observed some veterans coming through, and really anyone who goes through that exhibit is moved. So we have had veterans groups come through with counselors, with fellow veterans to make sure that they have some support when they come through, because some of them are suffering from PTSD, some of those veterans who do visit to see the exhibit. I'm happy they come. I think it helps them, and it also lets them know that Artists for the Humanities are out there, and there are other things that can help them.
And you mentioned the majority of the audience, of course, are civilians, people who haven't experienced life in the military. What are you hoping they get out of seeing this, their understanding of veterans?
Well, most of us don't know anyone who has experienced combat. Mm-hmm. And since the veterans population is smaller and shrinking, it gives them an opportunity. It's a window into the veteran's experience, really. And in particular, we hear a lot about PTSD. We're sort of bombarded with that on some occasion. But it really is a tangible way to see what they're going through. You know, these images are very powerful, and I think it's a wonderful way for non-veterans to see what veterans have experienced.
And it's the veterans telling the story in art form themselves. It's really not mediated,
right? Absolutely, it's uncensored. There's no middleman here. Mm-hmm. It's directly from the veteran.
We're talking to Michael Telsrow, director of the Wisconsin Veterans Museum, looking at the War Raw exhibit at the museum. It's art produced by veterans of Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and many of them dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder and other issues on their return to civilian life. I want to get back to some of the art that's on exhibit. A piece by an Army medic named Brian Duca Smith, and it's a painting called View of Ramadi, Iraq. Can you tell us about that one?
This is one of my favorite pieces in the exhibit. It's a large painting on canvas, and it depicts from a distance a burning Humvee. And this was a situation where Brian was unable to render assistance to some of his comrades who were inside that Humvee. They were pinned down in Ramadi. They were unable to render assistance. So he's watching this from a distance, and you have this this bird in the foreground here as well, symbolizing the view and being unable to get to his comrades. It's a very, very powerful piece, very large piece, and a very competent piece from an artistic standpoint as well.
And the distance that you're talking about, it's often it's a feeling of if I were closer, I could help, and I'm powerless from this distance.
Exactly. You can see it. You're close enough to see it, but you just can't render that aid. And it must have been absolutely gut-wrenching for Brian.
What was it like going through and curating? I imagine there were a lot of pieces that were created by this this program in Green Bay.
There were a lot. We went through maybe three rounds of selections. Christine Zicker, who was my assistant director at the time, who's now at the Chazen Museum, assisted as well. We looked for those images that were really accessible and readily readily available. Those things that kind of just jumped right out at you. We didn't select some. We had some criteria. We didn't select some that had language issues. We have a broad audience. We have school groups, so we had to leave some of those out. So we went through a couple rounds, and it was quite difficult. There were some that we wanted to include that we ended up not including because we felt that just in deference to the veteran, because some of the veterans were, you know, they weren't told originally when they did these works that they'd be exhibited at a museum. Now they all signed a release that they could be used. So we made some selections based upon content as well. Some of them were frankly just very, very difficult to look at, and we left some of those out.
And these veterans from Appleton, I think I misspoke and said Green Bay a moment ago. Is this program, this art therapy program, being recreated in other communities?
Well, you know, I think the expressive art therapy is not specific to Appleton and Wisconsin. That's done in many places. But Tim Mayer, who runs this program, has been really good about getting it around the state. He also goes to Toma, the VA hospital in Toma, and does work there. And so he's just been relentless with this program. He's put through, I think, over 2,000 veterans have participated in this particular program.
And you mentioned a wide range of artistic background among the people who participated. And the two examples I gave illustrated that. One, clearly a trained artist, the Brian Duca Smith, is clearly an artist himself. The other one is a person, maybe not a professional artist. How did you get that assortment, I guess, of more and less skilled artists?
Again, that came directly from Tim. Mm-hmm. Now, Brian and Todd Hartwig, who is the other accomplished artists who are featured in the exhibit, went through the program themselves. They were both dealing with PTSD issues. So we were fortunate. It was sort of just a luck of the draw that they had two artists who were competent.
And tell us a little more about what you're doing at the Veterans Museum. This exhibit's on for, I think, exactly one more month. Is that right?
It ends at the end of the month, April 26th, I believe. It comes down. Okay. Our next exhibit is an exhibit called The Art of Persuasion, Mobilizing the Masses in World War I. And that's going to look at art as a propaganda tool, and also examine the role of the CPI, the Committee on Public Information, in shaping public opinion, getting support for the war. So, again, another art exhibit, but with a sort of a political angle as well.
A very timely 100-year anniversary of the U.S. entry into World War I coming up in not too long.
On the eve of the centennial in 2017. So we think it'll resonate well.
Well, leave us with a message about the War Raw exhibit. What will viewers take home from this, or what do you hope they take home from this?
Well, I think on a very basic level, I hope that they get a sense of what PTSD really is. You know, as I said earlier, we hear a lot about it, but I think in this exhibit, when you come and look at these images, they're very simple images, it strikes you very quickly. So I think that on a very basic level, I want them to get a sense of what these veterans are going through. And I want them also to understand that it's our obligation, our duty to take care of veterans. When we send people off to do one of the worst things that we can ask them to do, this country has an obligation to take care of its veterans. And so those are the two things I think I want them to come away with.
And briefly, the exhibit, as you say, wrapping up before the end of this month. Can you see doing something like this again down the road at the Veterans Museum?
Sure, absolutely. We are looking to broaden our audience, and I think these types of exhibits do that.
We'll leave it there, Michael. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Michael Telsrow. He's director of the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. He joined us on Central Time to talk about the War Raw exhibit at the museum, which showcases work from veterans participating in therapy, expressive art therapy to treat post-traumatic stress. You can see a sampling of that artwork, photos of it, on our website, WPR.org.
Coming up after the news, we'll dig into American culinary history with the woman who's dedicated her life to collecting and preserving American cookbooks. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.